All right, welcome to another episode of Yeah, But Still. In the studio today, Blake Anderson, welcome.
What up?
And we got Brandon.
Long time, yeah, you usually don't go guest than co-host, but...
Well, you know what? You know? Me and Blake are sitting here drinking beers together. You refuse to drink a beer. You refuse to drink a working man's
ale.
I came here from
dinner. I had two glasses of orange wine.
Yeah, there's some
elite. Y'all motherfuckers ever heard of it?
I mean, that's some Pizzagate beverage, if you ask me.
Jack walks in. He's like, oh, red wine, white wine. I'm like... No, I'll have a glass of orange wine.
That's next level.
We're drinking a humble beer.
It's tasty. Orange wine fucking rules. I was at John and Vinny's right before here. Ooh.
You're into orange beverages, though.
I love them. I'm a real... I've had an Aperol Spritz.
In front of me while I drink a...
A working man's beer.
Working man's beer.
Yeah, you're simple
a,
beer.
Yeah, you're a Pilsner guy. You're a lager guy.
I am.
This is a yeah.
Look, we don't need no funny stuff. We need a simple.
You guys
beer.
Aren't. You guys aren't IPA guys, right?
I mean, I'll have an IPA from time
IPAs
to time.
Are fuck IPAs, man.
Why don't you like IPAs?
Indians. Oh, it's fucking no. Damn. Listen, no IPAs. You drink an IPA. It's as filling as Thanksgiving dinner, and it tastes bad. It's too filling, and it tastes bad.
I mean. I don't want to do a whole podcast about like, beer because I don't want to be a beer guy.
This is a beer nerd podcast.
Beer podcasts are so cool.
No, this is a podcast.
Welcome to
where,
the beer pod.
We review a new IPA every week.
I like my own pretzels.
So I don't even know if I've talked about this in the podcast, but I left like when I knew I needed to leave Chicago, which is where I'm from. It was when like my friends.
That's a beer city.
Yeah, entered the phase where they like. They were buying packs of beer that were like plans. Like they're like, I was like, what are you doing Friday? It'd be like Monday. I'd be like, what are you doing this weekend? I'd be like, well, I have like this really nice milk stout I'm going to drink.
Oh yeah. That's
so like, that's not a plan.
Yeah.
That's a beer you bought from the grocery store.
Right.
Like that's not your night. Like don't let that be your night.
No. I got to taste
But it really was. Yeah. Just like sitting
that's
around,
when
like, I'm going to drink this beer.
You've
I'm going
to
like, look at a
20s
book.
And you've also plateaued.
Yeah. But we were like 21.
Oh,
this
fuck.
Was happening
what?
Young. Yeah,
you're,
this is
they're
like
in college. And
the Midwest
like,
can do this to you.
Yeah,
you know. But anyway,
that's a little dad mode for my taste.
Oh, 100%.
All right.
But anyway, we'll stop talking about beer. Brett, Blake, welcome.
Thank you. You can also call me Brett. I'm super into that.
Did I call you? I call you?
You almost did.
Call you Bread?
Brett?
Yeah.
I don't even think I know a Brett.
I don't either.
In the studio, Brett Anderson.
Brett Anderson, everybody.
I would be a way different person if my name was Brett Anderson.
Yeah.
Brett
is even...
No, Brett Anderson.
Yeah, my mom was real cool.
Let's get this bread. All right, welcome back, everybody. Blake, I need to revisit what you just told me.
Yeah.
While our theme song was playing loudly in the studio, which we do.
Yeah.
You're a theater kid?
The band was
Yeah,
here.
I kind of said that off air, private, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Expose me.
What kind of roles are we talking?
Oh, wow. It's been a while. It was like high school, but it was my major in college as well, just because I
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know... You know,
that's pretty cool.
I knew I wanted to entertain.
Yeah.
And that was an outlet for it. Yeah, man. What? I did Damn Yankees, the musical.
Oh, wow. I've seen Damn Yankees before. I've seen a rendition of it live.
Just, yeah. A lot of one act plays, you know.
It's funny that you're like a classically trained thespian and workaholics is the result.
Well, I was acting.
Yeah.
I'm actually a very straight laced guy.
I mean,
We were talking about the IMDb right now. It's like workaholics and then dope,
and
then woke
the coming
new show,
up.
Woke.
Yeah,
so,
I'm doing a.
You got workaholics. You got dope. You got woke.
Yes.
And These are characters that smoke weed.
They do. I play the standard issue weed smoker. It's probably the hair. Something to do with the hair.
Yeah. That would be really funny if, like, right now I just realized that you're actually, like, a very intense method actor.
Yeah.
And, like, everything, including the hair, is a bit.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's a wig.
Yeah. It's like, I don't normally drink beer.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more of a Chianti guy.
Oh, like
myself.
A classic mid-Atlantic accent.
Yes, exactly.
like a classic mid-Atlantic accent.
Yeah, exactly. He's been in character since the beginning.
My uncle Blazer DJ sets. That's a part of the.
Uncle Blazer. Uncle Blazer was actually my real uncle. His name is Blazer. He was known for his blazers.
Yeah,
he wore funny blazers.
Yeah,
you know, to bed as well. Man. To bed as well. He went to bed in a full suit.
Classy man. Mm-hmm. I come from a class.
Yeah, this is guys. I feel great about the. I feel fucking great about this podcast already.
Oh yeah,
damn.
I'm loose off the orange wine and the pot and pasta.
Bring it. It's all coming back to the orange wine.
I love it. Okay, I've never had. I'll keep it 100 with you.
Oh shit!
Right now, I didn't know about orange wine until tonight, and now.
I mean, it's not that big of a thing. You shouldn't feel that.
No,
bad.
Now I'm an orange wine guy.
Yeah, I feel like I saw it recently. Like, it's about to hit hard, huh?
It's a natural. It's natural wines are becoming big right now.
Yeah,
it's
hot.
A new thing.
It's hot.
Which I kind of poo-poo the trend.
Was that?
I mean, I think it's like a. There's a lot of I mean, this is boring pod.
Well, you're
wine
like,
talk.
Yeah, I don't want some bitch putting her toes in my grapes.
No,
damn.
No. So natural wines, they don't have Solvate, so they can't age.
Oh.
So. Uh-huh. I mean,
so they go rotten.
Normally, an aged wine is priced very high based on, you know, how long it's aged. Sure. I think this is like, it could be, I sniff it out as a scheme to just crank out wine without aging it.
Oh, damn.
Call it natural wine. That's
my conspiracy
theory.
Yeah. That's so you.
Yeah.
That's so you.
You think big wine is responsible?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Big wine, 100%.
Yeah.
They're all sense. The big wine, Behringer. Behringer himself is behind it.
Mm-hmm. Coppola.
Mr.
Somewhere.
Yellow. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mr. Yellowtail. Yeah, Coppola. For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do natural wine.
The Godfather himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Did he invent orange wine?
Did he make movies?
Coppola?
Francis Ford Coppola?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. I've seen the name in the wine aisle.
He's Coppola's son.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is kind of fucked up that he's like riding her coattails like that.
Yeah.
It's whack.
I mean,
is he like
his mom made virgin suicides and he's walking around like, oh, I could just start a fucking wine company now. I could do anything I want.
Oh, he's kind of riding Jason Schwartzman's coattails.
Well, she's even riding his coat. That's her cousin.
Yeah.
Who, that's kind of how she got her break.
Right.
Yeah.
My cousin's
in Bottle Rocket.
The Schwartzman thing just reminded me. Did you see that fucking, there was like that magazine, like pool quote where it was Travis Scott talking about Kylie Jenner. And he's like, people don't know how dope my wife is, man. Like she fucking loves Wes Anderson. She loves Tim Burton. That's fire.
Yeah.
I was reading that. Like, yeah, damn dude, that is fire.
She watches movies.
My wife is so fucking dank, dude.
Damn, you should
see the Jack Skellington hoodie
swear to God, my wife has seen a nightmare, seen Nightmare Before Christmas and Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Man, she put me on Frankenweenie. I don't even know.
Oh yeah, we're going deep. Frankenweenie was that was his first project, right?
I believe so.
For some reason, that makes it seem like Travis has hung out with Kylie twice.
You know? Right.
Like he's left the studio twice and like goes and meets his baby and he's like, so what are you into? She's like, movies.
Yeah. He's like checking his notes app for like lists of interests.
Yeah. But he's literally looking at her MySpace. Yeah.
Tim Burton.
I always think about that though. Like with power couples, they never see each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Like
power
no
couples
one.
Are, they're too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You go to the Astro World tour. There's a part in the tour where Kylie Jenner's just in a roller coaster. She just sits in the roller coaster and takes a spin on it while Travis Scott does a song. The crowd goes nuts.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, damn, this woman from Instagram is
she's just
she
like
sure
us.
Is, she sure is in a roller coaster right now. They fucking flip.
I bet her tummy's tickling.
It. Yes. Oh, this, she's pregnant on a roller coaster.
Now that's Astroworld.
Did you, I don't know if we talked about this, but Tommy Lee got really, really mad.
Oh, we talked about
this. Okay, we talked about
that. We talked about it at length. But
oh, yeah. Fucking Tommy Lee. Oh, yeah, yeah, because I got all dark about what? His career trajectory.
Oh, yeah. My man is dating an influencer.
A Vine influencer.
Hell yeah.
My man's doing skits at age 90 years old.
Did you watch,
did you watch
that American Meme documentary?
I did
yet?
Check it out. I couldn't.
I fast forwarded through it.
It's impossible to watch the whole
thing. That's my new thing. Is that when I watch something that I know is going to make me mad, and I know that I'm watching it to make myself mad on purpose, and I know that that's a bad habit, what I will do to like sort of curb the negative effects it does to my brain, I'll just sort of fast forward through. Mm. So like the American Meme documentary,
yeah.
I go 10 minutes in, I'm like, all right, I get what's happening here. I get what's happening here with the fat Jew. Fast forward a little more. All right, we're in the Emrata stuff. All right, you know.
And not fast forward for you, probably.
No, I watched
like,
all the
like
Emrata
slow
parts.
Motion, let's go.
There's a part where she defends the fat Jewish's past, you know.
What was his past?
Yeah, his past?
Oh, just like him stealing memes. Like his whole business model.
I mean, they all steal memes. That's the funny thing.
They're all, but he's the only one with like an identity attached to it.
Fuck Jerry's pretty, has a pretty strong
although,
ID
yeah,
attached
fuck,
to it.
Yeah, fuck Jerry. Fuck Jerry is in the Fire Fest documentary.
I saw that, yeah.
That shit
And
was,
the Netflix one is produced by Fuck Jerry.
Really?
That's the wildest part.
Oh,
yeah, there's
fucked.
Two Fire Festival documentaries coming out. And Hulu dropped one a week before Netflix could drop theirs.
Yeah.
But the marketing company who did Fire Festival produced the Netflix documentary, which isn't out yet, but I'm sure it's just going
to
be like...
It's supposed to like save their own ass. Yeah.
The doc's just going to be like, it was an absolute disaster, except for the marketing, who were... the guys who did it were good people, and they didn't do anything wrong.
The people that made this one, it's good, but they kind of do the... It's Mike... Like MIC, you know, like the news site. Mm. And so they kind of do that annoying thing that you see on the internet where you'll be watching like a news clip.
Yeah.
And they'll use like GIFs from popular TV
shows. Oh, there's
shows
a couple GIFs in
like,
the movie, yeah.
That kind of thing, or where it'll like cut to like a Family Guy or Parks and Recreation clip of like somebody being like, oh, like where it'll be the news and then. They do that like multiple times in that movie where I was like, I really hope this doesn't become a trend because these people are going
to
start.
No, that's coming. I mean, that was a very 90s doc thing to do, too.
Yeah.
Errol Morris used to do versions of that a lot, but it was more like weird found footage, like old movies and stuff.
Yeah. Stock footage.
Yeah.
Old yeah.
But also, isn't there going to be like four scripted movies that
probably.
Are about it, too?
About
like,
Fire?
Seth
Fire
Rogen
Fest?
And then like Lonely Island like got the rights as well.
Oh, wow.
So we're just about
Lonely
to be
Fire Island's the real Lonely Island when you think about it. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
Theirs will Damn. Probably
right
be
there.
Be the winner.
That's the one. I mean, I think truly think Popstar is like one of the best movies
that
of
was really
past
funny.
Couple years.
I don't know.
Popstar, Hot Rod, and MacGruber, three of the most underrated comedies.
MacGruber, yeah. That's top.
Yeah.
Top three.
All timer?
Yeah.
But like
that the doc did another thing where like it kind of took like 20 minutes to be like a meme account is an account run by a person who posts comedic images.
Oh yeah.
You know?
And they'll
like
do
an influencer is somebody with a lot of followers.
They'll do a thing where like somebody in an interview says some shit and then it'll pause and it'll be like impact font meme format like over the person.
Sure.
And I'm like people don't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
It should be, if it was accurate, it would be some like wild Gen Z shit where all of a sudden it's super deep fried and there's like a B emoji somewhere and it's like, you know.
Well, the doc is good though.
It's good.
It's good. Worth
it's
seeing.
Good.
We're definitely worth seeing.
Yeah.
And the Hulu one specifically, because I'm sure they throw barbs at Netflix at the end too.
Oh, what?
Yeah. You didn't watch? You didn't finish it?
Wait, the thing about like, no, in the credits?
At the end, they like reference the Netflix doc coming out and how it's like made by the marketing team.
Right.
Fire.
Yeah, it says, Vice and Jerry Media.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. The doc fights.
Yes. Yeah. It's the new dog fight.
I need more documentary beef.
Right?
I need Ken Burns and
Ken versus
Ken Burns
Errol
and Michael
Morris.
Moore.
Yeah, Michael
Damn.
Moore
fucking like throwing
hands.
Shots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm into this. Werner Herzog. I'd actually have him fist fight wise.
Oh,
he'd throw some bows. Oh.
Werner Herzog versus He's who? The best.
I mean, any of them. I'd put him at the top.
Yeah.
You know.
Who did supersize me?
Morgan Spurlock.
Hell yeah.
Spurlock might be able. I mean, it depends if we're talking supersized Morgan Spurlock or mini boy.
No, Spurlock. I mean, supersized.
I got Herzog no matter what.
Spurlock is not doing shit.
He's not doing shit right now?
Yeah, no, I'm saying supersized.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm saying in terms of like a fight.
In the fight? No.
You see in the movie, he can't fuck. If you can't fuck, you can't fight.
Wait, do they cover that in the movie that he can't fuck?
Yeah.
Yes.
But when you go back and watch it too, because at the time when that came out, which is really funny to think about, that there was a phase where we saw this doctor like, what? McDonald's isn't good for you?
Yeah.
Wait. No, you gotta see this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Apparently McDonald's is like unhealthy.
Yeah, like you eat it every meal, you get really fat and almost die.
Yeah. Just like he's drinking a extra large diet extra large regular Coke for every meal.
Yeah.
And like eating Big Macs for breakfast.
There's people that do that.
Yeah.
Remember,
I mean, it was very effective.
I liked that one.
The president.
I did like that one guy though.
Oh my God, yes.
He loves it. He loves it.
Did that last
that function,
night? I couldn't
that function
stop
with all the lukewarm Bergs.
So
I couldn't stop thinking about that sentence he kept saying in the video, like, great American food. Great American food.
Yeah.
Just because it's like,
no, but then it was really,
I love a good food.
When they asked him which one he was like his favorite, were they like, do you like McDonald's or Wendy's? He's like, oh, I love them both. Like, he was like really excited.
Great American food.
Truly loves them.
Like, there's something, the way he said it, it's almost as if I've never heard the word food before. And it's all of a sudden very odd hearing him say that. Just food. Like.
Wait, so it was just McDonald's and Wendy's? Like,
well, no, there's
BK
pizza.
The King got no play.
I feel like it was kind of unfair of the media not to explain that he visited several spots and brought it. Because it was like, just like, oh, he just brought McDonald's, but he kind of went out of his way.
It's not.
He had Wendy's, McDonald's, and I think
it's cold
Domino's.
Food.
Well, yes, the food was definitely cold. There were no warmers.
Yeah, it's.
He's like, nah, it's in a box.
Cold. It's. Cold, like, 2 hour. It's like 2 hour old fast food.
Yeah,
it's just been like sitting out in fluorescent lighting.
Oh my god!
I actually, it is like,
what a fucking
in. Over the last couple of years, we've watched a lot of like a lot of Trump moments that create outrage. Uh-huh. You know, but usually you could look to the other side of them and see. You know, you look to the other side and you see the conservatives getting stoked about the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's. I don't know, but with this one, I don't know what. Possibly could be the motivation behind it or what created this situation where like nobody's like, oh hell yes.
Yeah,
thank
like,
you
I mean,
sir
like, I think you could flip it. I think you could be like, oh, he's a man of the people,
I guess,
but
yeah.
He's been eats. He's hasn't he done enough of the people know he likes fast food?
Yeah, people know
he didn't need to do this.
Yeah,
he for sure eats it all the time.
It's puzzling. Yeah, because it's like, I don't know. Maybe they forgot to get the food.
Uh-huh.
I bet it was because I think the chefs at the White House are furloughed right now. I don't think they have chefs.
Oh.
I think that was part of it.
They're like, you have to feed them. Be like, oh, somebody go get them McDonald's.
Think that was part of the storyline is the government shut down. So we had to get McDonald's.
Damn. Yeah. Which is funny because he's a billionaire.
Damn.
I'm like,
okay.
Man, you could still afford like to feed 30 people at
people can't,
even Applebee's.
People can't see this at home. But I have like a giant like whiteboard where I sort of like work on future political cartoons. Mm-hmm. And so I've like sort of been like drawing some stuff out for you guys that you guys are looking at right now.
That's
and the one I have right now, it's Donald Trump and he's dressed like Marie Antoinette.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It says and it says it labels it says President Donald J. Trump on him, like it does label him. And the caption is he's saying, let them eat Big Macs.
Okay.
Holy.
Yeah.
I have
this
one.
I'm trying to sell this.
I have one drawn
this week.
It's Donald Trump dressed like the Hamburglar and he's stealing a giant McDonald's bag.
Yes.
But it on the bag is labeled truth, respect, dignity. And he's running away from
it. But it's at McDonald's. So is he at McDonald's?
And McDonald's, it's over McDonald's, it says the nation.
How about, yes.
Or
yes,
maybe
yes.
it's the White or House with the arches on top of it.
Maybe he's running away from the Lincoln Memorial, and Abraham Lincoln is crying because he's tarnished the legacy of the presidency.
But the tear is a Facebook like.
And he's, yeah, and Donald Trump is dressed as Hamburglar.
Okay. Yeah, mine's just like Donald Trump. I don't know fully what it means yet, but he's like, it says build a ball pit.
Oh, okay. Build a ball pit, and yeah. he's at a play pit.
Yeah.
McDonald's play place.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's small children there. Oh. Uh-huh. Dying in the ball pit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of a wall, why don't they build a big ball pit? It'd be hard for people to sneak through, but we could all party in there and have fun.
Super hard to get.
If we could shift back for a second, I do want to express this is something I've been talking about for a while now. I think McDonald's, if you're listening, McDonald's,
they are.
Keep the ball pit open at
Thank
night.
Thank you.
At night?
Keep the ball pit open at night. No kids.
Oh, adult ball pit?
Allowed.
Adult?
No kids allowed. You fucking... And then do some stuff with the lighting.
Oh, okay, in, adult ball pit.
Hire the next way.
And then that's a little thing called job creation. Because you bring in local DJs. Every city has DJs.
Yeah.
Every city has DJs.
They do.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to open up the ball pits at night at every McDonald's in this country. Every McDonald's with a play place. We're keeping the ball pit open at night. And we're going to hire local DJs.
Rock and roll.
That's called being a job creator.
You could just build your own adult-sized ball pit, though, too.
No, but no, I want McDonald's also.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I want to order a double cheeseburger with mac sauce and a McChicken at night, or a sausage biscuit.
What is that? Just like a coward's Big Mac?
No, I don't. It's fuck. It's
Ooh,
no. It's fuck bread.
Fired.
It's fuck bread.
You're removing the middle patty, right?
No, I don't need a middle patty.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad order.
It's just
no,
not a Big Mac.
No, a double cheeseburger with mac sauce, folks. I'm fucking giving you gold for free. This is a free episode.
That is huge.
This is a free episode, and I'm giving you business tips that are going
to
fucking...
I want to circle back to this ball pit, though, because I have a lot of memories from the play place in McDonald's. First of all, my memories
all
are
all
like...
All of them are from way over 18.
Yeah.
All of them are...
I used to go there and watch the kids in college. I would just make sure the kids were safe.
All of this happened at the Echo Park McDonald's. Please, if you see Jack at the Echo Park McDonald's, call the police immediately.
They used to call me the lifeguard.
Self-appointed play-place lifeguard.
You can go ahead, take a load off. I got the kids.
No, what were you going to say?
Did you guys play in those a lot as a kid?
I mean, like, not like a normal amount.
Yeah, because I remember...
Not like... It sounds like you. sounds like you're in there a lot.
I mean, man, I went to McDonald's as a kid, like enough.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've been to at least two McDonald's birthday parties as a child.
Okay.
And at least 50 as an adult.
But I remember like conflicts in the play place.
Yeah.
Like, I remember like
play place
going
politics.
In there and first of all thinking it was like a massive, like in my mind, it was the size of a mall with like tunnels. Mm-hmm. I remember like getting in fights in the ball pit. Like I vividly remember one kid like telling me he knows karate and he's going to kick my ass and like coming at me.
Such
and
an
I'd like fight
threat.
A kid in the ball pit.
Yeah.
So many kids would claim karate.
Yeah. And then my mom just eventually like called for me and I went home. Or
karate
something.
Is, it really is the, a lot of kids like to throw that out.
Yeah.
Very useless in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
Because they're teaching you routines. It's essentially dancing.
Yeah, or like discipline.
Yeah. You're dancing with your fists.
Yeah. When it comes to the ball pit, there's no rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going, and it's basically a cage match in there already. Yeah. I'm trained in WWF.
Damn right. Yes. That's what gets
I'm
the
doing,
job done in
you know,
the ball pit.
Oh, yeah. I'm climbing on the turnstiles.
You're speaking my language because I want to pull up a clip right now.
Oh, what is it?
If we could, Jamie, pull that up. Stone Cold Steve Austin and Stacy Keibler.
Oh yeah, you're
give Stacy Keibler the Stone Cold Stunner. Because she doesn't like drinking beer.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you're a huge wrestling head,
right? Yeah,
I think that's when I met you. We were
this
watching
is,
wrestling with Nate Williams, I think. Yes. Probably how we've met.
Who's Nate Williams?
Waves.
Waves, sure.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, you're full a true name. Head.
Yeah, no,
can
it,
you pull
I was
up
deep.
That 100%,
yeah. This is not like for the listeners at home. This is definitely something you should be looking up on your phone, cuz audio-wise it's very visual. It's
no,
very visual.
No, but they have play-by-play.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. But I definitely watched it on your story with the sound off, and it was still very funny.
It's still very funny.
It's visually just, you get what's
visually
happening.
Visually incredible.
The funny thing is I probably have this on my computer. I'm pretty sure I have every Stone Cold clip involving like beer or a stunner on my...
I mean, he gave the president.
He stunned the president.
I know. Stone Cold is the greatest American hero.
I know.
He truly is.
All right, here. We'll watch this clip. Okay. All right, so we have the clip. Blake, you want to give some setup with me? So, Stone Cold
has come to the rescue of Stacy Keibler because she was being just, I don't know, she was about to be assaulted by Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump, right?
She was just about to be beaten by a large man.
Yeah, like, he's obviously out of his mind on steroids. There's no way to know what he's about to do.
Yeah. This was from Raw, October 2013.
So he's 2003. He's saved her from him, but now
you can never save yourself from Stone Cold. That's the lesson.
So he comes in and saves her from a violent man, and this is what goes down. We're gonna watch it right now.
All right, he's cracking open two beers, one for himself, one for Stacy.
His shirt reads "Fuck Fear," and on the back, "Drink Beer."
Oh, she's like shaking her head. She's like, "Oh, I don't really like beer,"
but she's have good. She's smiling. She has a good attitude. Yeah.
She's trying to politely decline the beer.
Yeah, you don't.
She's being nice about it.
Yeah, and well, and so far so is Stone Cold. He said, "Oh, it's a flat." Yeah, it was probably flat or something. Got shooken up a little too much.
He's
so
trying.
I want to jump into here too. Yeah. So my favorite thing about Stone Cold is if. At any point in the match, he could raise his hand and a beer will be thrown to him instantly.
Yeah, and he always catches it.
Always catches it perfectly.
Is
it, means
one guy,
somebody,
is it one guy throwing him the beer?
I mean, look, I've thought about this before. I've wanted to make a documentary, and I might do it, about, like, surely there's a sidekick.
Who's throwing him
the beers?
Who's throwing so much?
Nobody's allowed to steal this because I still might make this film.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
If you do it, I'm gonna
where Aaron Rodgers got his start.
Exactly.
It's like, you should be.
I'm going to make that film one day. All right, so here we go. We're going to go back in.
The smile has wiped from her face.
No. She's, like, concerned now.
Yeah. Well, you're in the fucking ring with a rattlesnake right now, lady. Cheers.
He cheers the beer. She's taking a sip.
Oh, she don't
and
like
she
it.
And she hates it. She's... Also, wait... By the way, incredible acting on Stacy's part.
Oh, she sells
that's tier training right there.
They can tell she doesn't like the taste of beer all the way up in the fucking zebra.
All the way up.
No. She's playing to the back of the room. This is live. This is live theater. This is what you have to do in live theater. You got to play to the back of the room, and that's what she's doing in an arena.
Yeah.
This is...
No!
Oh! Just stunnered her ass in her go-go boots. Almost stepped on her head. He's lost his mind. I want another beer! Damn. And the fans love it.
She's passed out, and he's giving the middle finger.
He just... Might have killed her. Might have killed her. Doesn't appear
he
to
just
be breathing.
Tossed like five beers.
Oh, pour it! Please pour it on her. I mean, and now he's shoulder shrugging.
So many beers.
He just gave a shoulder shrug. Like, whoopsie.
Hey, what was I supposed to do?
I didn't mean to
she
do.
She doesn't like beer.
God, I wish we would have done that.
Wait, finish it.
Brandon,
I just
want to
finish
didn't
it.
Take our beer.
God
rolls out.
That's what happens when you drink orange wine.
I'll fucking drink a Pacifico now.
Now
she's still passed out.
I know. I'm really actually worried about her. He's going to go check on her.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, he smashes the beers.
Oh, my gosh.
And
inhales,
he just did a double chug.
Yes. Inhales them.
He had a
incredible
beer. Beer.
That had to have been taxing on him.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, the funny thing, too, is that Stone Cold's leaving the ring having drank, like, 7 beers. But here's the thing. Those guys are pounding beer before they go out there,
too. Real. Yeah, like, is... his character is addicted to beer, but yes, also...
he's an alcoholic.
He has to drink the beer. Like, he has to do very, like, physically strenuous stuff.
Dude.
And he's performing. He's doing athletics, yeah, and he's drinking beer and like
chugging
at least 3 beers.
Which, one sometimes.
That's the thing, is nobody else was doing that. And that's like, if Dwayne The Rock Johnson was chugging beer, I don't know if he would have been able to accomplish the things that he has.
Yeah.
That does also, a lot that hurts you.
I was thinking about Dwayne the other day, because that article came out saying that it was like him bashing the snowflake generation.
Oh, but it wasn't real.
No, not real. I read it. I'm like, that does not seem like The Rock.
Right.
But then he did this whole apology video, which was so kind. When you watch him, he is the kindest man in the entire world, which is shocking.
Yeah.
Like, but then it's like, you have to be that huge to be that nice.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be so big that you could kill literally anybody on the planet with your arm, and then like to have the confidence to be like, I love everybody.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry if I offended anybody that considers themselves to be a snowflake. You know, that is not what The Rock is about.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's Mr. Positivity. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Pure positivity.
He refuses to make enemies. The more enemies you have, the less money you make.
Well, he learned his lesson with Stone Cold.
Well, goddamn right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe they shared a beer in the ring.
I'm sure. Yeah.
There was a few times.
Is there like a compilation?
Oh, there's so much. The Rock and Stone Cold. Yeah.
Stone Cold sharing beers with people throughout history.
Yeah. Yes. There's been a ton. I mean, what would be really funny is like, I mean, dude, I would pay pretty much any price for the pay-per-view event if Stone Cold and The Rock eventually planned a match, but they started beefing over Twitter, like on a personal level. Where Stone Cold's like tweeting at The Rock, like, saw Jumanji, terrible movie.
Damn.
Like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, listen, Steve, like having man debates, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, Steve, like, you can have your brewery. Let me do the acting. We've made our own choices.
Oh, does he have a brewery?
Yeah, he has.
I love that.
Broken Skull.
I really do love that.
And, like, they're getting in, like, a polite man fight that escalates, like, over the course of a month.
Yes.
To all of a sudden they have the fight booked. The Rock's like, I still got it. I'll see you in the ring. I mean, how many people tune into that?
Woo!
Yeah,
I'd be there.
You know, any forget Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Yeah, that's not real.
Stone Cold versus The Rock rerun like 2019. Yes.
Run it back.
Oh, that would be.
If any of the McMahons are listening right now,
yeah,
give me a call.
Boy, do we have an idea for you?
Honestly,
The Rock is just massive, though. He's bigger than he's ever been.
Yeah,
Stone Cold is on his ranch, eating a lot of beef jerky. Drinking a lot of beer. I hope, at least.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for him. But The Rock is just a beast.
Yeah, absolute beast mode. And he's doing a lot of wacky movies, but he gets away with it.
Well, he's good. He's good at it.
No, yeah. He's the highest paid actor in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have, these are mostly great actors.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And, you know.
What's Stacey doing?
What's that? I don't know what is she doing post Clooney. I fucking loved Stacey, man.
Oh man,
fucking JO sessions.
Don't get too horny.
Oh dude. Yeah, we're 1K away from 10K.
You're not allowed to be horny
Patreon.
Until.
But that was like the horniest I ever was for like those
Divas.
Yeah.
The first boobs
God.
I saw were Sable.
Oh yeah.
And it was a 90 pixel image. Like I'm talking a thumbnail.
Who's your favorite diva?
Oh, dude, I always oddly liked what was Goldust Girl? Marlena or whatever? For some reason I had
pull that up.
Something.
Marlena?
I think that was her name.
Not
I like
China.
Really liked her. And
China
now I
wasn't
back,
a diva
she,
though.
She was kind of
right?
weird looking.
Marlena?
Yeah. She was like super
rest
tan.
In peace, China, by the way.
Oh
yeah. But yeah, okay. She started to get into porno and stuff. That
how do you
weird.
How do you spell Marlena?
I think just
like phonetically,
M-A-R,
right?
The way a WWF fan would spell it.
Dude, there's so many possibilities.
Marlena.
M-A-R-L-A.
Oh, there she is. Yeah. Oh, she's dude. Not looking too good now.
No, but I used to just, God, I just loved her.
Oh, yeah, she
I
had a serious her. 90s Make, look going on.
Oh, it's, yeah.
You know, oh, that's...
Dude, see, I think it's because she liked Goldust. And really Goldust was such a freak. And
no,
I'm
this
like,
is like, this is that like blonde, fake double D's era of culture.
Yeah.
This is when people were like, imagine having sex with freaking Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
everybody was boob horny back then.
Oh, yeah. For the hardest boobs.
Yeah.
Hardest. Boobs.
Hard boobs. Like,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, the first female breasts I saw were WWF Sable. Yep. And I'm talking AOL. We had to log into my friend's AOL's or his mom's AOL account. We pulled up a 90 pixel image that took 2 minutes to load.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw the boobs were one pixel.
Mom's right. around the corner. You're Jesus, load,
so
load.
I saw that. Yeah. Then we did the cheat code to have the strippers in Duke Nukem topless.
Yes.
And I'm talking another one pixel boob.
I love using dial-up internet to look at fake tits.
Yeah, well,
pixelated fake tits.
Then I, like, the first time I accidentally saw some in a movie, I was, like, baffled.
Yeah, you're like, that, huh?
What? Yeah, I was completely confused.
Excuse me?
I don't admit this much, but I feel like I have before, but I definitely J-O'd on a plane to Tomb Raider, Lara Croft.
On a plane?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I was pretty young, but in my seat, too.
Wait, what?
Were you playing
in your
on?
Seat?
Yeah,
wait,
dude.
What were you playing on?
What do you mean?
Like,
no,
like,
it was
thinking?
In, like, an IGN magazine. It was like a Tomb Raider ad. Or like, no, because you know, you remember those magazines used to like have like bikini spreads of like Lara Croft.
I mean,
Croft.
We've talked about DOA,
mom, like,
Extreme
next to you?
Beach
No, because I was flying solo.
You're flying solo.
Yeah, because I...
Blanket?
Yeah.
Blanket and then
like
just sort of like gently?
Yeah, like a real gentle like
you
thumb.
Busted,
so like,
you nutted on a plane?
Yeah.
Lara Croft?
Close your
I
eyes.
I did.
Okay, so he's in the plane.
Mm-hmm.
He's flipping through IGN magazine.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa, what's this? There's a spread of Lara Croft in a bikini.
Yeah. And is the magazine over the blanket?
It is, and I check to my right, and then it appears that the guy next to me is asleep.
Okay, huge.
And I'm freaking horny out of my mind.
To you. Are you aisle seat?
I'm window seat.
Window seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
huge.
I believe that the seat in the middle isn't occupied.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, huge.
So I have ample room. I'm not a fucking sicko.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm basically alone on this flight.
Yeah.
And God damn if Tomb Raider isn't giving me all the feels. Before all the feels was a thing, I was getting them.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, that's
another thing I keep laughing about is like, imagine being an adult man like on a business trip and you like wake up, you kind of forget you're on a plane, you're like getting your bearings, you look over, there's a kid next to you masturbating to a video game.
I'm almost positive dude definitely was like, oh fuck.
He's innocent. He's like
like a flight attendant sees a little boy with a blanket on. He's like a boy in a tank top with like a blanket on. His hands under it with the Tomb Raider spread out.
Looking at an IGN magazine centerfold.
Dude, why did they do that? Why would they do that unless they
fucked.
Wanted kids
I mean,
to...
No, where? Every generation has... I mean, I don't know what it's... Like. The internet is just its own situation where you can just like find like wild like erotic fan art. So like you don't need that. But like at the time, we had limited capabilities.
Yeah.
The fact
and
that
so
we're, okay.
like... Oh, I was just going to say that like... IGN magazine era, like this era of his life, that was that existed. And then when I was coming of age, I would like watch G4 a lot, obviously.
Oh yeah.
And they had this one show, this late night G4 show.
Yeah, wait, right? What was it called?
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Was it
because you were a G4 guy?
Oh yeah.
I know it.
Oh yeah, and I would go late night G4.
And you would go late night G4.
Yeah, there was like
late
the
night
cinema
G4
one.
Would get saucy.
What was it called?
And so I don't know. I wish Jack like went outside to handle some shit, but there was a fucking show.
There
late
what?
Night on G4 where it would just show, it would just be sexy video game clips.
Why were they doing that? Was that for our age or was that for perverted old dudes?
I think both.
I think so
but
too.
I think mostly, I think both.
I think it's cool
thing.
To be a creator of content and know that you're fueling horny children.
Fueling horny children.
Yeah. Like to draw comic book characters, like the women are just...
Yeah.
are
I mean, do
voluptuous.
You remember? Oh, I was a comic book guy a little yeah. bit back in the day. I would, every, I would seek out comics drawn by Michael Turner. I don't know if you remember Michael Turner. He was a specific artist who would just every female superhero he would draw with massive, massive titties.
Have you gone to Comic-Con and found him?
Slim waist. I have not. That's the thing is like, well, once I, yeah, once I reached an age where I'm, you know, I'm going to San Diego around Comic-Con for, for never for a panel.
No, 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 never, no. Maybe, never. Maybe you're doing House of Blues, doing a little stand-up set.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
About your business.
About my business.
Yeah.
I've been to the last few, I've been around.
You're in
Comic-Con.
The zone.
I'm in the zone. Never thought to seek out Michael Turner.
Dude.
That is a problem. Do you think that is a mistake on my part? I should be seeking him out and be like, hey, thank you for the prepubescent erections.
And then ask him if he knew what he was doing.
Yes.
And he'll be like,
they know. Like, they know what they're doing.
I did.
Extreme Beach Volleyball, they knew. Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
How could he not?
What did I miss?
What? Oh, nothing. We were just talking about that show on G4 where they would
just
show,
like, horny shows.
Yeah.
Were you getting
show
too horny?
Horny video game clips.
Oh,
and where
Jesus.
The target audience is obviously kid boys. The
fact and then I was so we pivoted into we were talking about Michael Turner, this comic book artist, and we were just talking about like comic books, video games, etc. things where there are sexy women, but it is ultimately a product for children.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about like are these of age, very of age men, these 40 something men, when they're creating these projects, are they like, oh, we're gonna get some boys horny?
Yeah.
Oh man, some 13-year-old is about to like pop his first chub to this.
He's gonna jerk off in an airplane next to a grown man.
Yeah. I'm gonna make some boy jack off on an airplane.
I can't stop. I had to step out for a minute, but I was just thinking about like, it's truly a miracle that, you know, at least us three aren't that fucked up. It's like, it's shocked that our entire generation isn't just ruined. We did just watch a clip of Stone Cold Steve Austin offering a woman a beer and she didn't enjoy the flavor of it. He knocks her out.
Yeah.
Crowd cheers. I would have cheered as a kid.
That was the law back in those days.
I mean,
days.
She is a fighter. You know, she's foe.
Yeah, so I guess.
No,
so
he saved. Like, well, that's the thing is the arc is actually much wilder than that because he rescues her from another man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then is like, okay, I rescued you. Here's this beer. She doesn't like the beer. So he kicks her ass after he saved her from another man.
I think that's what the beauty of pro wrestling is when you step into the ring, the laws of society, out the window.
Yes.
100%.
Out the window. Yes. Anything goes in the ring. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You could.
I mean, my favorite clip, well, actually, it might not even be. One of my favorite Stone Cold moments was he stuns the entire McMahon family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
I think does he start with Vince? But, like, literally, there's a lot of McMahons, and they keep walking out and does an entrance, and he just immediately stuns them, including the grandma.
Yeah. Oh, yes. What?
And at the end, yeah.
Yes,
at the
grandma end, gets one.
Yeah. At the end, they're all, like, he stuns an entire family, and there's, like, 12 people passed out in the ring,
but
and
like,
he's just drinking beers.
I mean, can you imagine? Okay, so it's a scripted sport, right? That grandma had to be like, I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah. And she is a McMahon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's like, the real McMahon.
Yeah, they're all the real McMahons.
Right.
I would be so worried if my grandma was about to go out and catch a stunner in the ring. I'd be like,
right?
You really
but
don't
you'd
have to do
you'd be less
this.
Worried if you also were getting stunned.
I'd
that's
be like,
the thing,
well.
Is if it's the whole family doing it together,
yeah.
I do think that is a bonding experience.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, fuck a family reunion.
You're stronger
for that.
If Stone
Cold could stun you altogether.
I would love that.
That's renewing family vows.
Yeah, you run that episode at Christmas on the projector.
I mean, I would love for Stone Cold to stun some of my family members.
Oh,
I'd probably, you know, I definitely thought about it as a kid. Oh, I wish Stone Cold would just come and stun my dad right now, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stone Cold, like, writing letters to him. Mm-hmm. I bet he got a lot of those. Would you come like, to my house and stun my dad?
That would have been a great, like, all that sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't believe in Santa Claus, but you believe in Stone Cold.
We need to bring back the children's, like, sketch show.
All that and stuff.
Yeah, where it was just like, the sketches are so just bad. Just
some of them were decent, you know?
Like, what? Pizza Face or Eddie the Ear Boy.
I mean, it's literally better than SNL.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry.
That's a wild thing. Like,
that's
like better than SNL is now.
That's a low bar.
Yeah.
Diss, but yeah, kind of a diss.
Yeah, kind of a diss. I mean, they at least had like absurd premises.
Yeah.
Now it's just like literal things that happened and they don't really change much, you know? Just like a Donald Trump press conference, but he just like pauses for laughter. People make silly faces, you know.
I'd rather it be like, oh gosh, I wish Stone Cold would come in here and kick my dad's ass, and then he does.
Let's start it.
Didn't they have like a Saturday Night WWE thing at any point?
That's a Blake question. He knows way more.
You
about
like
than me.
Like a sketch show by wrestlers?
No. I'm saying like there was no,
because
that sounds amazing.
Yeah. No, they did have some weird ass programming.
I remember Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown. Was there ever a Saturday Night?
Yeah, there was Saturday Night. That was WCW though, and it was like bottom of the barrel. Like one superstar would show up.
When was remember when WCW was on Sci-Fi? We're really digging into basic cable today, but was it ECW? It was ECW.
ECW.
A lot of leagues.
WCW, that's 90s shit.
Yeah, and then ECW. There was TNA. There was a bunch of, man, wrestling is just worth a lot of money for a while there.
But ECW was in the extended universe.
ECW was like hardcore wrestling.
Right.
So that was when it was like, you know, like hack and stuff. And you'd fall on tacks and hit each other with light bulbs.
Yeah. And then, of course, the XFL.
Well,
the XFL, we've discussed at length.
Brandon thought that he was going to see sex.
I went to, they had these ads, like, back in the day during the one season of XFL. They had these ads where it was like, this Saturday, like, you know, the halftime show, you're going to see inside the cheerleaders locker room.
Oh, my
like, God. And it was like the same day that my grandparents were taking me to the circus. And I was like stressed because I was like, we got to get home in time for the XFL halftime show. God damn.
Yeah, you know, we don't have to see the grand finale. Come on, let's go.
Because I'm like, they're going to show hardcore pornography on network television.
Damn.
When you're 8 years old, you think you're going to see
that was the type of ad that could only fly back then, too. Imagine on TV today, we're going inside the cheerleaders' locker room.
I mean, goddamn.
Full nudity.
Like, when I saw, like, the GoDaddy ads featuring WWE diva Candice Michelle, I was like, what's going on GoDaddy.com? Goddamn. Like, I'm a child. I'm in sixth grade.
Yeah.
I see sixth grade. I see that ad. I'm like, well, goddamn.
It makes me think, how much advertising is geared towards kids. Like, that's why they had to kill Joe Camel.
Well, I think that a lot of grown men who, like, buy products are just horny children.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, like,
the man brain doesn't mature past a certain age.
Right.
It just stays. The one thing that you can just keep getting them back.
Yeah. The virgin, like, you know, but, like, that's the thing is, like, the virgin brain is so powerful, as is the virgin nut. And so I think that we sort of, like, try to hold on to that as much as we can.
Yeah.
Hold on to a lot of virgin brain tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
You can become, like, psychic.
And that reflects in advertising. Or at least it did in the, it did at the time. Advertising now is all just, like, meta bullshit. Advertising now is all like Tim and Eric graphics, like fake Tim and Eric graphics, which Bike Center, they're ripping off Doug Pound.
True.
You know, they're doing Doug Pound editing. They don't even know who.
Well,
wait,
no, ads now are all like,
and then
like some guy who went to film school and wanted to be, you know, the next Chris Nolan. But now he like works for an ad agency and still wants to make his art.
You're talking about two different types of ads.
Yeah, like the Gillette ad where it's like,
no, I'm talking
like
about
a large
like,
thing has nothing to do with the product.
The archetype I'm describing is, you know, like Geico ads and shit, but which are like where it's just, you know, like they're trying
silly,
to
silly random.
They want to do sketch comedy.
Didn't Tim and Eric do the, or at least Eric?
They did the Old Spice ads.
Yeah, right.
Those are
but
good.
Then that
so
sort
they
of
like threw it into
caused,
the universe.
Yeah, that exactly. They
and that
created,
was a huge
they
commercial.
Created this.
Then it's like in the client yeah. meetings, they're like, "We want to do this, mm-hmm. but bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we want to do this, but much worse.
Yeah.
All right, I don't want to talk about advertising anymore because if we do, that we'll means they it. Win. That means it worked. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
you're right.
So we do the Patreon, so we don't have to do ads.
Yeah,
this is a.
But
is
I do want to do ads, quite frankly.
An indie.
I do want to do ads.
This seems kind of fun.
Yeah.
Is it?
I want to do like, some reads. I want to sell some bullshit.
Oh, I mean, well, you know, yeah. Blake is a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Absolutely. Have you ever gotten ad offers? Like, have you turned down?
Yeah.
Commercial, like
on my Instagram.
Oh, that type of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been, you know,
but
I've
you've
talked
taken sponsored post offers, right?
I think one.
Which
right?
one?
I did Dos Equis.
Oh,
but okay, that was that's a strong before. One.
Well, yeah, I was like, beer, I'll do.
Yeah.
Like, that's on
you're
brand.
You're a beer boy.
I don't give a motherfuck.
I
and
meant,
it
like, commercial. Have you ever gotten hit up to do, like, be the Doritos guy or something like
oh,
that?
I wish.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I would love to.
Yeah?
I would love to.
What about Men's Warehouse? Would you do that? By the way, did you notice that they rebranded?
No.
Men's Warehouse?
Yeah, they have these sleek new commercials. It's no longer that guy. I think uh-huh. they still have the guarantee.
They better.
Well,
that
they
you're
going to
like the way you look.
You're gonna
and
like
it's it. Super sleek, and it's like
yeah.
it's queer like queer eye style suits is how
oh.
I describe it.
Oh, that's
it.
Good.
Like they're leaning
well, you
in
can't
hard
take,
to like
you can't, top you can't make that promise and then you know, rescind
right.
the promise.
I don't know how to describe those types of suits other than queer eye. You know, where uh-huh. it's like
Euro,
like a cat. Yeah, Euro, like kind of like the casual, like
sure.
tailored suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it looks like they're going for a very like queer eye vibe.
Remember mm-hmm. when people would when like dudes would just take a shower and like wear a nice shirt and people would be like, whoa, that guy is metrosexual.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That was
this guy took a shower and wore clothes.
Yeah.
Dang. Being metrosexual was such a moment in time.
Yeah, when was that?
Yeah. I feel like 2003 maybe, like sort
what
of
what were people
like
doing before just like was that like that was like baggy pants.
I mean,
he was wearing like JNCOs before that, I think.
Yeah, yeah, do you remember You're So Gay by Katy Perry?
Oh, wow.
No.
It's on the same album as
I Kissed a Dog
Kissed a Girl.
Or Girl.
Okay.
I guess that I fucked a dog and I liked it.
Yeah, that's like the weird like Black Eyed Peas radio edit
yeah.
where it was
let's
like
get retarded. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hers was I fucked a dog and they're like, well, how about for the radio it's Kiss a Girl?
Oh, yeah. She bought it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I really think it needs to be dog. How about Kiss the Dog? They're like, just change it.
Yeah, she has a song on there called You're So Gay.
Wow.
Where it's like, you're so gay and you don't even like boys. No, you don't even like.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucked. Yeah. And
what?
She does,
I
like,
remember
it's
that.
Pretty wild. And it's on the same album as, you know, as her fucking faux lesbian anthem. It's
I
one of the boys, and the album is also called One of the Boys.
Whoa,
okay.
She was
the album's
through
called
some
One
shit.
Of the Boys.
She was doing a
like,
very wink, wink.
Her
nudge,
her
nudge.
Whole character was like, I'm a girl and I'm hot, but like I'll fucking, you know,
I'm a lesbian.
I'm not like
maybe.
I'm not like other girls.
Yeah,
you know, and she had that song You're So Gay, and a part of like the song is like, I hope you hang yourself with your H&M scarf.
Oh.
And it's like
oh.
some shit like that where it's like, is that supposed to be like a guy who loves fashion?
Yeah.
Like, exactly what
damn,
it is.
Damn, my fucking gay boyfriend
wears H&M.
Fucking fashion addict. He's always at H&M.
Well, what's cool is like, for sure she didn't write that song, right?
Yeah.
It
no, was like, she was, well, no, she's always sort of like,
she's the mouthpiece.
She's just been a mouthpiece. I mean, she was a Christian pop artist before.
Yeah,
Katie Hudson.
Oh,
Katie Hudson.
Gosh.
She used to sing about I
kissed
God, I kissed God
and
God
I, liked it.
And I praised the Lord
and I liked it.
Yeah.
I praised the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I like that version.
Yeah, I do too. That you could run that now, and it would probably be a hit.
Yeah.
Let's think about that.
Damn.
I know. I was kind of like writing lyrics in my head to pitch out there, but I think I would have to sit down and really crank those out.
I don't want
to
disrespect the Lord. You know what I mean? Yeah. Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Damn, son. Why'd you do that sin?
Damn, son. When'd you find God? God. I love
What if like 200s like 200 episodes into the podcast we just like both become born again Christians and then like take a hard left turn.
Drastically change.
Yeah.
I would love
It's still
that.
It's like kind of the same podcast though. Mm-hmm. Theme wise, but it's like a little dip. We have like Joel Osteen as the guest and we're like still doing absolutely brainless riffs, but it's like kind of church based.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, those communion wafers, they taste like doggy poo poo.
Oh my gosh. Damn, these. No, I think it would be. I think the angle would be like a little something like this. Damn, those communion wafers be hitting though.
you ever sneak a little extra communion wine?
Yes. Yeah. We're.
How about the Kirk Franklin Frick a Fan Challenge? You know.
Yes. Yeah. We replace these Pacificos with communion wine.
Damn.
Okay.
Yes. Damn, son. When'd you find God?
I like how your understanding of like Christianity is that like
is that people
they drink
just,
communion wine for fun?
They're just taking shots of the blood of Christ.
Yeah. Like drinking entire bottles of it. Yeah. That's exactly how it works.
I mean,
yeah, we should totally be Christian. That seems fun.
It's fun. People love it.
I like Mormons. They're really good at sports and gaming.
Yeah,
they're really positive people.
There's the let's go to Mosaic. Is that one of them? Let's go to one of those like LA like
we've been meaning to the Bieber Church episode.
Yes, well, let's.
I wish they still had Promise Keepers. Do you remember that?
Let's go to Was that like
the men's
purity?
Retreat?
Oh no,
where it was like dudes only, and you go in a stadium and worship God, and
I love anything that's guys only, brother.
Yeah, like you come back a better husband, dad.
Yes.
It's just
church
growing down over
church
God.
For men.
Yeah. Which see, it's like one of those things where it's like if you're going to that and you think you need that, I feel like that's a red flag.
Well, and what was even crazier is I remember like my friends' dads and maybe even my stepdad, like your wife would make you go.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wow, what were you doing back home where your wife's like, you need to go to Promise Keepers.
You need to go to a summer camp for adult men.
Yeah.
I bet it was so off the hook too. Where they're just like, hey, man, let's...
You think they're just raging?
Yeah, let's fucking chug beers.
Yeah.
Deep rage. Hooking up, probably.
Oh,
for sure. Some
male,
dad on dad.
Male bonding.
Dang. It's such a specific, like, element, but that's a great, like, movie scenario.
Oh.
Like, Promise Keepers, and that's where you find love and rage and...
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I feel like there's some scripts...
Yeah.
That could come out of this episode 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make mental notes.
Yeah, we should probably
The Promise Keepers church camp. It could go comedy route or drama.
Yeah, I need a damn writing sample.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much, Jack.
You do.
I might need to bleep some of this stuff out.
People are asking about writing samples
pen to
and
paper.
I got to fucking put that pen to paper.
You got Final Draft on your computer?
I'm about to once I download Final Draft, it's over for you hoes.
Yeah, that's for sure step one. Sure need a writing program.
Download Final Draft.
Yeah.
It's over for you, ho.
Yes. Yes. No, I was about to be like, when we were talking about, church for men, I was about to be like, dude, there really is nothing more powerful than male bonding. And then as I was about to say that, I was like, wow, that's really the thought of a man very afraid of intimacy. Like, that's... That's like something. That's something you say when like you're very afraid to let someone love you.
Yeah.
Like nothing better than liking your friends.
Just being able to tell them all your secrets and no judgment.
That's probably best case scenario for interacting with another human is being friends with another man.
A big group of guys.
Brother.
Yes.
That's like a big thing with The Sopranos that I was like, I just rewatched The Sopranos. Tony is chilling with his boys nonstop in that show.
It's a boys' club.
His life, you know, I barely even get to chill with my boys at all now. And I just turned 30.
Yeah.
Like my friends are on the lamest level. I get mad on Friday nights with like text chains with my friends. Cause the, I mean, it's fine. You know, it's one thing to like not be able to hang, but the excuses they're throwing are just out of control.
That milk stout.
Yeah. Milk stout excuse. Yeah. Not even that. Like, it's like they're all right now. Everybody's doing like some kind of sober January type thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dry January.
Dry. Fuck dry January.
Whoa.
I don't drink that much as it
this
is.
This guy's fucking off two beers and he's blacked out and he's popping off. Dude.
I think I need to do dry January, bro.
Whoa. This man had two Pacificos and now he's fucking popping
it's
off.
It's an inconvenience.
Damn,
to your
son.
Friend.
You damn. Need to find God.
Yeah. Damn, son. You need to find God. I like that one better. But no, everybody's doing like some weird sober January type thing. Mm-hmm. That's like more inconvenient than anything. Yeah. It's like I don't drink that much, so it's not like a drastic change. Sure.
You don't
got to
dry out. Well, hey, you're lucky. All right.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, well, a lot of these people doing that, it's like you're removing like four beers from your month. Like it's not, you know, you're not doing, you're not going vegan or something. Like you're you're just like deleting four beers that you would have drank that month.
Yeah, so you're not going to come to my birthday party because you're doing dry January.
No, that's what it all is. Right,
cool.
Oh, yeah, like, what happens if you have a January
I've had
birthday.
People skip their friends' birthday parties because they're doing like the dry January.
So it's like go and then don't drink.
Yeah, but, like, but then they'll be like, no, I definitely will drink. It's like, then have a beer. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you're quitting drinking.
Or then maybe unpack that problem.
Yeah, unpack that problem or whatever. Yeah.
If you can't go to, you know, your boy's birthday.
But this is all tangent off the Sopranos. Beer. I'm rewatching the Sopranos. That man is kicking it with the boys constantly.
Yeah.
They're doing Vegas trips on weekdays that make no, or not Vegas, but New Jersey.
Yes. Oh, Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just gambling on Tuesday nights. You know, their wives are a little mad, but they're rolling 20 boys deep into Atlantic City.
That's the mafia lifestyle.
Yeah, right?
You got to be cool with your boys.
I'm joining the mafia so I can just kick it with the boys.
It's a great excuse.
I want to get killed by the age of 35, execution style, so I can chill with the boys.
I'll die for my boys.
Those guys have friends, dude. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, brothers.
I'd love to join the mafia.
Me too.
Fucking cool. It's like a frat.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Damn, it's like out of college frat.
It's like that game, Mafia Wars. Dude, have you seen that show, The Sopranos? It's a lot like that game, Mafia Wars.
The cell phone game?
Yeah.
The cell phone
are you
game
playing
that's
Mafia
like,
Wars?
Like, you need to kill Luigi and pay $15 to execute him.
Yeah, man, you gotta check out this show.
They turned Mafia Wars,
it's
the
like
cell
phone
the
cell
game,
phone
into
game
a
but it's a TV show.
You're going to love it.
All right, I think that just about does it for today's episode. Blake, do you have any plugs, sir? I think you do.
Yes, actually. I just had a show premiere on Sunday. Tigtone on Adult Swim. Cartoon, yes. Check it out.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's just a little fantasy cartoon that I would love
everybody
to check
out. I saw a commercial for that yesterday.
Yeah.
On CNN, mind you.
What?
Yeah, Turner.
Yeah, I'm talking like, CNN, I'm talking like Don Lemon is... flaming Donald Trump, epic style, like literally angry guests arguing. Don Lemon is doing a speech, and next it cuts to this, you know, Viking cartoon commercial.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Gosh, I want to see that clip so bad.
I wish I could pull it up. I was like a little baffled because they usually it's like, you know, it's CNN mobile that I watch it on, like on the Apple TV, and it's usually only CNN ads. I was like, is CNN releasing a cartoon with like a sword guy?
Dang. It's liberal propaganda for sure.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's messages in it.
Okay.
No, but I'm super pumped on it. Check it out. It's like a very Adult Swimmy, if that makes sense. If that rings in your ear true, then you know what I'm saying. Yes.
What's it called again?
Tigtone.
Tigtone. All right, sick.
Yeah. This Wednesday, come to the Improv. I'm going to be doing a long set if you live in LA. Improv Lab. I'm trying to work out some new stuff over the span of a long set. So come to that. And also the next Satellite show is February 10th.
And those are off the hook.
And mostly...
You've been. You can attest.
Great time.
Great
shows. You see great new comedians. And
great lineups.
Brandon, you're such a good host.
Thank you.
Great host. And also huge plug to our Patreon. We do an entire extra episode a week.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing two episodes a week, dude. Two of these. Yeah, so yeah, what you just heard, you'll get another one if you sign up for our Patreon. Yes, and there's also feet pics. Yes. And actually, you just visited $10. The Patreon headquarters because of those pics.
I wouldn't say pretty it was, wild. I just happened to be in San Francisco for SF Sketchfest, but they were like, hey.
They invited you.
Come into the office.
I mean, they have admin powers to see the Patreons.
Get in here, buddy.
They saw our Patreon that has a feet pic tier, and they're like, we need to talk to these guys. Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to add a Discord soon.
I'm thinking, I'll set one up.
Yes.
Hopefully there's a use for it. But anyway, sign up for our Patreon. Yes. We're almost to the goal where Brandon has to... He has to become a Swagapino.
I don't know why you added that, but it could just because it's like in my blood. But once we hit 10K, it can be
the Swagapino picks will drop. He's gonna be wearing it.
Patreon.com. Yeah, but still, Tigtone on Adult Swim. When does it air? Sundays at midnight.
Beautiful.
Sunday night at midnight, going into Monday, not Saturday.
Thank you for clearing that up. Yeah. That can be confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, guys, Blake, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.